We are the A team. We work hard and play even harder.
I'm Jordan Wenzel.
I'm Austin Holgraver.
I'm Vanessa Blake.
And I'm Austin Hager.
We look into people who work hard and play even harder. Today's episode, we are focusing on hobbies.
What is your hobby?
Snowmobiling.
How did you get into this hobby?
My brother Austin bought one and he let me ride it.
Does this hobby involve other people?
Yeah.
Where do these hobbies take place?
In the road ditches and on the snowmobile trails.
How old were you when you started this hobby?
11.
How often do you do this?
When there's snow.
What would make you stop this hobby?
If I lost my two arms and my left leg.
Would you stop this hobby?
No.
Why do you keep up with this hobby?
Because it's fun.
What objects are involved in this hobby?
Snowmobile and gear.
Hi, my name is Vanessa Blake, and I am interviewing a person who would like to stay anonymous about their hobbies. So, what is your hobby?
Truck stuff.
Truck stuff? How did you get into this hobby?
I got a truck. When I was 8th grade, I went and used to do truck stuff with a couple older high schoolers, and I just got a truck, and I like doing truck stuff.
What makes you want to keep doing this?
It's fun.
What do you get out of it?
Mud and no money.
Does this hobby involve any other people, or do you do it solo?
Well, I mean, you could do it solo. I like to do it when I'm sad. But, I mean, if you're having a good day and you're with friends, some of them might want to come out and get a little muddy, you know?
Where do these hobbies usually take place?
Gravel roads, mud roads, private property.
How old were you when you started this hobby?
About 12.
How often do you do it?
All the time, 24/7 if I'm not at school.
Is there anything that would make you stop this hobby?
If I put my truck in the ditch again, probably. But no, I would keep doing it. No, nothing then.
Alrighty. Why do you keep up with it? Besides that it's fun, what else do you get out of it?
The joy and thrill. And people saying that your truck can't make it through there, and it can.
I'm here with
Aubrey Hager.
What's her hobby? What is your hobby?
Riding horses.
How did you get into this hobby?
Both my parents rode horses, and they've always brought me along since I've been about 3 years old. When I reached the age to ride my own, I then got my own horse, and I've been riding ever since. Being at an older age helps, because then I can go ride when I want.
What makes you want to keep doing this hobby?
Well, I love horses and enjoy getting the time to ride them, because it gives me something to do outside, and then I can do with other people if I choose to.
What do you get out of this hobby?
Well, when I go out and ride, I really enjoy riding around the farm by myself, because when I'm riding, I'm in my own little world, and it gives me time to think. I can talk all day, but when I ride, I can just ponder in my thoughts.
Does this hobby involve other people?
Like I said before, you can choose to ride with other people. On the weekends, that is just what I do. My parents and I go on trail rides where we ride with other people throughout the county and surrounding areas. I also bring a lot of my friends out to ride.
Where do these hobbies take place?
Riding can take place anywhere there is land to ride on. I usually ride on gravels and roads, but it isn't that great, so I usually choose to ride on timber.
How old were you when you started this hobby?
I was about 3 years old when I started actually riding.
How often do you do this?
In the summertime, I try to do it weekly, but cannot always do that in my busy schedule.
What would make you stop this hobby?
I don't think I would ever stop. But an accident with a horse could potentially make me take a break, maybe. But if I ever fall off, the best thing to do is just get right back on.
Would you ever stop this hobby?
No, it's not in my plans.
Why do you keep up with this hobby?
I enjoy it myself, and it's something I can do with my parents.
What objects are involved in this hobby?
Well, obviously the horse, and then some tacky needs such as saddle, bridle, pad, etc.
What is your hobby?
One of my most favorite hobbies is sewing.
How did you get into this hobby?
When I was a little girl, I used to stay with my grandma a lot, and my aunt lived next door, and they both sewed a lot, and they introduced me to sewing when I was 9 years old.
What makes you want to keep doing this?
I love being able to create things, whatever I need, like whether it's a dust truffle for a bedroom or curtains for my son's new home or a top or a skirt or pajama pants. It's letting me do whatever I want to do with material.
What do you get out of it?
I get a finished product that I created and I designed to fit whatever I need.
Does this hobby involve other people?
Sometimes I will get together with my mom's sisters and we'll create different projects and we'll all do a different step to that project.
Where do these hobbies take place?
Well, most of the time I sew in my own home, but right now I'm working at my son's new home and I'm helping make curtains at his house, or sometimes I'll take my sewing machine and go to my aunt's house.
How old were you when you started this hobby?
I was 9 years old when I started sewing.
How often do you do this?
When I was younger, I used to sew a lot. But now that I'm getting a little bit older, I don't have a lot of time, so I only do it when the need arises.
What would make you stop doing this hobby?
If I had loss of vision, or if my hand-eye coordination just wasn't where it needed to be.
Would you stop this hobby?
No.
Why do you keep up with this hobby?
I just like the creative side of it.
What objects are involved in this hobby?
I have my own sewing machine. I have a really, really nice expensive scissors, an iron, an ironing board, just basic sewing materials.
This is the A-Team.